100 years ago, you could have been burnt to the stake for being a witch if you were caught talking to the dead. Here in South Africa, over 1,000 people a year are burnt to death for being witches. Hard to believe in this day and age, isn't it? But in rural tribal villages here, the local Africans are still very superstitious and believe that there are those that can cast spells and perform all sorts of magic. Some can use energy for both right and wrong reasons, depending on their beliefs. Now, if the community suffers problems, then it's up to the community to sort things out, and often the blame is put on a village witch. Her home will be burnt to the ground with her in it, and her family are banished from the village. So how do you think the perception of spiritual people has changed in your lifetime? How do you think it will change in the future? I think the most important part of our evolvement now is to remain grounded in what we do and treat spiritualism as the norm, which is what it was intended to be and not the exception. Although you gain tremendous insight very quickly as to doing the right thing, you can only pass on this information to those that are willing to learn. There are those that try to project a spiritual image in their dress, loose flowing robes, may receive wisdom and blessings from the one that is, and so on and so on. Some tend to preach spiritualism instead of just living it. This tends to create a far-out image in the eyes of others. To continue to learn and experience, you must live in truth at all times and be who you really are. Ego is the one thing we must get over too. There's far too much of it in spiritual circles. I've known several spiritual churches where there is jealousy amongst medium and healers as to who is the best or who knows the most. There is a major change happening now in the spiritual world. People are learning faster and changing their way of thinking faster too. Let's keep things grounded and teach people that this way of life is just the way it should be.